You're listening to the Hope Hop Podcast with Lonnie Barker.
Hope Hop, that's what it is. Let it take hold of you. Hope Hop, that's what it is.
Thank you so much for tuning in today. I am your host, Lonnie Barker, and you are listening to the Hope Hop Podcast. As we come up on this Thanksgiving holiday, we have so much to be thankful for. We have had a tumultuous 2020. This year has had its moments of ups and downs, moments of happiness, sadness, gladness, loss, gain. Nevertheless, we are still here, and for that alone, we ought to be thankful. Today, we want to talk about the concept of the mind is a terrible thing to waste. The mind is a terrible thing to waste. Our thoughts control our actions. Our thoughts determine our actions. What we do is a result of what goes on in our mind. What we do in life, the decisions we make, the moves we make, are all stemmed from our thought life. They're all stemmed from what goes on in our mind. So today, we're going to talk about controlling your thoughts so that you can manifest the actions that you desire. That's what we will be discussing on today's podcast.
You're listening to the Hope Hop Podcast with Lonnie Barker. Daily inspiration with real, relevant, and relatable topics on love, relationships, life, and more. The Hope Hop Podcast.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Hope Hop Podcast, and I am your host, Lonnie Barker. Today we are talking about the mind is a terrible thing to waste. Did you know that where the mind goes, the body follows? Where the head goes, the body follows. Think about it. Whatever goes on in your mind will manifest itself through your actions. So whatever dominant thoughts you are thinking on a regular basis, they will show out in what you do in life. I don't have to ask you what's going on in your head. I can tell by what you're doing. That's a fact. I don't have to wonder what you're thinking about. I can always tell what you're thinking about by what you are doing in your life. I can tell if you love yourself based on your actions, not by your words. You can profess what you want. I don't care what you say, but whatever your actions manifest, that's a true result of what your dominant thoughts are. Yes, it's true. It's a fact. The Bible says that we should not be conformed to this world, but we should be transformed by the renewing of our what? Our minds. That's right. You have to control your thought life. Whatsoever a man thinks, so is he. So whatever you think about constantly is what will manifest in your lifestyle. Thoughts in your mind have devastating effects on the way you live your life and how you interact with other people. Let me say that again. The thoughts in your mind have a devastating effect on the way you live your life and how you interact with other people. So what you think about you will reflect itself on how you live your life, on how you make moves, on how you make decisions, on how you make choices. Because where the mind goes, the body follows. Your actions, routines, and daily patterns reflect what is dominating your mind. If you're doing filthy things, it's because you're having filthy thoughts. And I'm sorry, I'm not going to sugarcoat this one, because a lot of foolish decisions are being made because we are reading foolish things. We are watching foolish things. We are listening to foolish things. We have to do a better job at controlling our thoughts. Notice I said we. I'm speaking to myself as well. I think back on all the dumb things that I've done relationally, spiritually, even in my marriage, because it was based on negative thoughts in my mind. And until I got to a point where I was able to tame my thought life, then I was able to walk in a newness of life. We have to do a better job at controlling our thoughts. Now, first of all, we must change what we allow to enter our soul and our spirit, in our head, in our mind. We must be on guard at all times, because what comes into your ear gate, your eye gate, and what you allow to come out of your mouth will determine the course of life you have. What is the ear gate? It's the things that we listen to, the music we listen to, the stories that people tell us, the lies that people tell us, the things that people tell us. It's what we listen to. That's the ear gate. The eye gate, that's what we see, what we watch, what we perceive. That will also have an impact on our thought life. And then not only that, what comes out of the mouth gate, our mouth, our words. What are the confessions that you're making to yourself about yourself? What are your daily declarations that you are making? And let me let you know something. There are declarations that you are making on a daily basis. There are things that you are confessing on a daily basis. They might not always be positive, but every one of us have a confession and a declaration that we are making every single day to ourselves. Some of us are daily confessing negativity and failure in our lives because those are our dominant thoughts. We're always thinking about how we're going to lose, that we're going to fail, that we will not make it. And those negative thoughts are reflecting in your daily actions, in your daily grind. The reason you're not making it is because you're telling yourself that you won't make it. The reason you fail is because you believe that you're going to fail. You are what you constantly think about. You are what you constantly think about. You ever heard that statement, you are what you eat? The things that you digest and ingest into your soul is what you will become. Just like the healthier the food you eat, the healthier your life will be physically. It's the same way mentally and emotionally and in our souls. The healthier things that we intake, the healthier lifestyle we will have. It's inevitable. If I continue to feed myself with positivity, with things that edify my spirit, it's inevitable. I will then manifest positivity. I will then be stronger in my spirit. I will then be better in my living, because I'm eating healthier, spiritually, emotionally, even physically. It's inevitable. It will manifest itself in your life. On the flip side of that, if you continue to eat junk, it's a detriment to your body physically. It's a detriment to your mind emotionally. It's a detriment to your soul, even spiritually. We have to change the pattern, because obviously what you're doing is not working. You are what you eat. I want to give you a scripture reference. Romans chapter 12, verse 2. It says, "Do not be conformed to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's good, pleasing, and perfect will is." That's Romans chapter 12, verse 2. We should not be conformed to the pattern of this world. To the pattern, to the routines, the patterns of this world. A lot of us are accustomed to the ways of the world. A lot of us are used to the ways of the world. They are familiar with us. That's why it's so important for us to recondition our minds. That's why it's so important to recondition our thought life, so that we are not conformed to the patterns of the world. And then we must then be transformation. To be transformed means moved in the form of the renewed spirit or the renewed mind. Be transformed by the renewing of our minds. The renewing, that means a constant thing. You don't renew your mind just once. It's a constant action. Renewing the mind daily, renewing the mind on a regular basis. You have to constantly renew your mind. I can't walk in yesterday's thoughts. I have to renew my mind today. Today is a new day. It's new grace. It's new mercy. I have to renew my mind. You have to ask God, what is your plan for my life today? I have to renew my mind on a daily basis. You listen, you don't use yesterday's shower to walk in today's cleanliness. You don't clean yourself on Monday and say, okay, Wednesday, I'm still clean because I took a wash up on Monday. That's not how it works. Well, at least growing up in my household, that's not how it worked. You weren't gonna wash yourself up on Monday and then go Monday evening, all day Tuesday evening, Wednesday morning and wake up and say, I'm still clean because I took a bath or took a shower on Monday. That's not how it works. In the spiritual realm, it's the same way. We cannot use yesterday's grace as an excuse to walk in today. I mean, let me explain what I mean right there. I don't want to confuse you. Let me bring some clarity to what I'm saying right now. We will be transformed by the renewing of our mind. Every day, we are given new grace, new mercy. God doesn't give us old grace, old mercy. Every day, mercies are new every morning. Every day, grace is renewed every morning. So we should walk in that newness on a daily basis. We must renew our minds with the Word of God on a daily basis. We must renew our minds every single day. We cannot be conformed to the pattern of our old thought processes. We cannot be conformed to our old way of thinking. If you want to live like Christ called you to live, you have to renew your mind. We cannot get caught up on the old way of doing things. God has opened up new doors for you, and you can't walk through those new doors with that old mindset. You cannot walk through that new door with the old way of thinking. You have to renew your minds. We have to get into the pattern of saying, God, okay, your way is better than my way. Get into God's word so that we can understand what the plan and what the purpose is for our lives. There is so much in God's word that we can learn who we are, whose we are, and where we are going. I don't know about you, but every time I try to do it on my own, I failed miserably. Every time I try to take it, my life into my own hands and do it my way, I failed miserably. And it wasn't until I submitted and surrendered to God's perfect plan for my life that I was able to walk in the newness of life, renewing my mind, is when I then began to taste success, true success in Him. And success does not always come in the form of money. No. See, in this world, we think that success is tied to money. Success is not always money, monetary. Sometimes success can be peace in your mind. Sometimes success can look like harmony in your home. Sometimes success can look like a renewed relationship with you and your children. Sometimes success can look like reconciliation in your marriage. Yes, success is not always monetary. And I believe that God wants to give us true success, but it must first start with the renewing of our mind. I challenge you to memorize Romans chapter 12, verse 2 this week. Allow that to be your guide, your scriptural guide this week. If you do the same thing you've been doing, you will continue to get the same results. I don't know about you, but there comes a time in my life where I get tired of the same old thing. God, I want what's new, and I want what's rightfully mine. So help me to renew my mind so that I can walk worthy of the calling of God on my life. Your life is God's gift to you. What you make of it is your gift to God. Thank you for your time. Have a great week. God bless you. It's Hope Pop. That's what it is.